Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's plastic surgery anyway you slice it.
Listen to me. First of all, don't get hung up on it being plastic surgery. Don't get hung up on that. Like, we should celebrate that, especially for men.
Hi, I'm 25. You're the gray beard. What it sounds like is we're being assholes. That's what
it
sounds
like. No, you're not, though.
You know what you have to do?
What?
You should take a book. A page out of my book. Yeah. Doing much better this
year. God bless.
I had a lot of my emails forwarded to the funeral home, and it was a sort of a preemptive thing.
Your plan originally was to get to all of them posthumously.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I got two things to start with, and both of them are highly embarrassing to me. And one is happening. It's not dangerous, but it's happening as we speak. I don't know which to start with. I'm going to start with, I have to say it. Now that I've set it up, I have to say
Yeah.
One of the things with my diet is that I eat a lot of protein. And when you eat a lot of protein, you can occasionally get, a little slow plumbing, right? You can,
sure.
It just kind of takes a long time. I have now a go-to that is perfect to get things going, with one small caveat.
Okay.
I realize as I'm talking sometimes that I put it all out there. I really do.
That's what makes this show great.
Yeah.
The solution I have is a very common over-the-counter product that you may have heard of.
Hmm.
That's a powder that you put in a beverage, and it gets the plumbing
going. Is it Kool-Aid?
Going. No, Rob, it is not. It is not Kool-Aid.
Oh, then I'm out.
It is a white powder.
Oh,
it's cocaine.
Yes, booger sugar.
It's booger sugar. It's snow.
You exclusively snorted off wax records.
It might be. I read in recently an article that when they do fake cocaine in the movies. Is it vitamin D powder? I think it was Jonah Hill was talking about it in Wolves of Wall Street. They did vitamin D powder, and it was nastiness because they have to snort so much blow in that movie. But no, this is...
I'd use fake vitamin D that is actually cocaine, so that makes sense. It comes in a tablet.
When you're snorting it, people are concerned now that you're off booze.
Right.
You're exclusively on cocaine, and people say, hey, you shouldn't be on any drug. You said, this isn't a drug, it's vitamin D.
Exactly.
And you do lines, and your energy level surges. So this stuff is called Miralax. You've heard of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a given.
It's a...
for anybody.
Softener.
You don't have to be older to deal with it. Sometimes when you're younger, you're like, let me get this out.
Yeah.
And
volume delays, as they say in the morning traffic. Yeah.
I put a bit in my morning coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the only caveat, as I mentioned before, is a lot of times they'll say, predictably overnight, well, I drink my coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And then it's just very reliable. The problem is not always reliable for timing, but not so dramatic that it's an emergency like you the stuff you take to have a procedure where all of a sudden you have to run off.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
But I'll just say that, 0 hour. Was about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you got it. So basically you got to go.
Well, Oscar was a little late, and I decided I'd take the time to go and have me a little brekkie while I was waiting.
Yeah.
Because I was ready for that, and I had a couple of protein bars. Yeah. And then there. That's all I'll say on it.
So look,
I feel like Lloyd
My mom is on a similar regimen as you. And frankly, she takes probiotics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you, right?
Yeah. Gotta get those today. Gotta go to the drugstore.
So much liquid IV during the day.
Yep.
To keep the plumbing going.
Yeah, water is good too. And sometimes last night, are you drinking enough of that is the question. Probably yesterday, probably not enough. Yesterday was my one thing I should that's not good for me that I take in too much of, Diet Coke. Yeah. I'll grab two Diet Cokes and yes, and not only did I have Diet Coke, but I had one extra after I was with my buddies yesterday.
Yes.
And I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. And was up until 4:30 and went back to bed.
That wrecked you. That wrecked
you. I'm done. I'm at my body's all discombobulated. And it's all my fault. I know exactly how to avoid it.
Let me offer this.
Yes.
What if you took Miralax? Do you take it every day?
No.
No.
I take it like I go to the chiropractor. I'll go months without doing anything. And then when I need it, as needed, as I believe
he's so regular, he rarely needs
it. Not as regular as Winslow. Not one. Not two. Count them. Three.
Good
when I took
him.
My
God
kid to school
him.
And got the call from Carla, I'm so scary busy, which she is. I didn't have a chance to.
Well, he's well
walk
hydrated,
Winslow.
Mike.
Yeah,
he's in a crate when we wake up in the morning, or he'll.
Poor guy,
Mike. What if you incorporated into your day?
Yeah.
Actually, the end of your day. 1 teaspoon of Miralax every night before bed.
No, because I'm happy with. I'm normally happy with the results, and in fact. All I have to say about this is this.
Yes.
That the results are pleasing to me. It's just the timing is a little disquieting. But that's not the main thing that's embarrassing to me that I wanted to. My bowel habits are not something I care to really go into.
You're also, let me be clear. Your wife is in, effectively the weight loss business now.
Yes, she is. I watched her her big meeting about it last night. Pretty amazing how many people are doing this.
And part of this, because I've been in the game, on the sidelines with my mom for about a year now, is like it is hyper crucial for your hydration.
Very, very much so.
Hyper crucial.
Mm-hmm. That's regardless of whatever you're doing. I mean, that's,
no,
that's,
but I'm talking with this medicine. This type of medicine, you have to drink.
I think it's important to hydrate.
Yeah, and Diet Coke actually, Diet Coke works against hydration because of the caffeine in it.
Yeah.
But so you need to drink a normal.
And wings.
Yeah.
And Jameson.
And Apple Crisp.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man's got
to
live.
This man is doing everything to sabotage his weight loss, and he's still losing weight. Look
some
at him.
Might say.
You know what? He's Mr. Lucky.
Some might say that yesterday you have a point. Because I had
it was the Natty, big game.
Yeah.
Go Big Blue.
I couldn't stay up. I watched the highlights today. I watched up until the field goal when they didn't score the touchdown. I had a bad feeling about it. I was pulling for the Huskies. Yeah. I was pulling for it.
No,
what did you
why
just
would
do?
We?
What did you just? Looks like you have a white beard.
Oh, I changed the screen on my. I didn't realize
stop
my iPad
touching
would be
anything.
I didn't realize
TV
my iPad would throw off so much light. Sorry
it's
about that.
It's like someone who has never used equipment before.
That's
we're trying
exactly
to get Rob's,
what it's like.
We're trying to get, well, it's it. I shouldn't say like. It is.
It is.
What are you doing?
He's trying to find a music bed. There, should go back to normal now. When I change my iPad screen, Mike, it throws off different amounts.
Yes, just turn down the brightness.
Good.
Why are you mad at me?
Why are you
I'm
mad at
I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just, I get frustrated when I sabotage the show.
You're not sabotaging the show.
But
you're
it was an accident.
You're doing things to distract us after we just worked with you on fixing your light.
When we start and we work for 10 minutes getting your lighting right, mm-hmm. and then we start the show and suddenly you look
you
like a jack-o'-lantern, it is a little bit of a, and then you go, right. And then you get annoyed and get snarky.
No, I'm not being snarky. What that is, Mike, that is me being annoyed at myself.
Yes, well, it doesn't sound like that.
It doesn't sound like
because
it.
Because you're
like
passive aggressive, so it doesn't sound. Yeah. What it sounds like is we're being assholes. That's
well,
what
no,
it sounds
like. No, you're not, though.
You know what you have to do?
What?
You should take a book. I'm sorry, a book. A page out of my book when people call you an a-hole
right.
after midnight. And then you do the work to figure out if you're actually the a-hole, and you find out when you are.
You know what? I will serve as to tease we've got, because we're going to do that in the first segment.
Please.
We're going to talk about Oscar. Before we do that, I just wanted to get this out of the way. I have been curious about, since I have lost the weight I have lost, and probably 10 to 15 pounds
ago, I'm curious.
I started getting frustrated with an aspect of my appearance that I've noticed with other people my age that lose weight, and that is the gobble gobble turkey neck, which is really, it can happen on thin people, but with somebody who's had carried a lot of weight, see this testicle down here that I've got?
Testicle.
It is so frustrating to me, because when I get rid of it by just going like that,
right,
don't even get rid of it there, you know? It's a good...
I call it, as a younger man, when I was obsessed with Mountaineer football, before I came...
WVU.
I still root for Let's Go Mountaineers.
Yeah, Let's Go Mountaineers,
But I'm also a Terp. Our sworn enemy is Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So when you highlight what I like to call, your loose skin under your face has been there prior to you losing weight.
Yes, it has.
Let's be clear about that.
Yeah,
right?
but it's emphasized now.
No, it's been that. It's just he thinks it's more because it's
no,
less.
No, I think it might be a little emphasized. I do.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Because it's what you've got is less. How shall I put it? Let's say you go to Build-A-Bear.
Yes.
You build a teddy bear, and it looks great. It's a great one. And then you take some of the stuffing.
Why did you call me? We're taping the show right now.
Well, you called me while I was giving a facial.
I know I called you while I was giving a facial. I forgot
now.
She's
not getting one.
I forgot now why I've called you.
Stop it.
Say hi to the listeners and tell them thank you.
Hi, Carla. Sorry for disrespecting you.
Hi, CMOS listeners. Thank you so much for your support. I'm watching you.
All right, bye.
Yay! Yeah,
there she is. That's our
store
manager.
We used to call it the Frank Beamer when I was a younger man. And Frank Beamer was a younger man. He's the coach of your Virginia Tech Hokies.
He had one of these turkey necks, and you called it the Frank Beamer?
Yes. Right. So I only highlight that. I only highlight that because Frank Beamer wasn't.
Hey, look, it's Mike's neck.
Extremely overweight.
Okay.
And he had this loose skin. Now, I think there might have been some medical aspects about this. If there was cancer involved, my apologies in advance. I don't know. I'm ignorant. I know this, that monster. You and your neck.
You monster, Oscar.
You and your neck.
Yes.
Looked the same to me. What looks different about you to me is your body.
Yeah, well,
because when I saw you 2 Decembers ago for like a cup of coffee in the middle of the pandemic.
It could have been last December too.
When you stepped out of the hotel, I was like, what the F happened to this guy? Because you look like Dom DeLuise.
Wow, and this is such nice compliments that he's giving
I'll
you, Mike.
Accept it.
I hope you take a mental note of this.
And when you eased into the Volvo SUV, I was like, oh my God, how the hell did he get in his own car?
Did the tire pressure indicator come up?
It was the same feeling when Rob was at his heaviest and jumped into, at that point, my Mercedes coupe.
With
real Mercedes leather.
Exactly.
And I felt the car go lower.
Yeah.
So to see you today, your face, looks fitter, but your neck has not changed at all. Your body is what is completely transformed. Look at this man.
That's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty.
That still looks fat on camera.
Well, if you tuck in your shirt, maybe, you know.
I don't tuck in my shirt because I wear an IFB in my ears and the cord goes down back. And
just the front.
So that's
the front.
There's a procedure that I've been looking at.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called
Goodbye Goiter.
It's a
deflapination.
It's something about incision. It is they do right here, right down the middle, and then they sew it together. It's so simple.
And you're saying this is like an outpatient deal?
this is a 15-minute deal. And a guy, the guy was, but I'm sure it's like $7,000, so I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not going to pay for plastic surgery.
No, don't.
It's plastic surgery anyway you slice it.
Listen to me. First of all, don't get hung up on it being plastic surgery.
I am hung up.
You're in the entertainment business.
That's true. Yeah, that's an advanced life. God, what is this?
But so don't get hung up on that. Like, we should celebrate that, especially for men.
Hi, I'm 25. You're the gray beard.
Hey, do you remember when we saw the pictures of Pee Wee Herman on his last movie?
Yeah, I haven't tried that. I'd be willing to try that.
Where they taped his face back?
I have duct tape. Let me try that.
See, this is a perfect solution.
No, you're better than that.
No, he's not. He's perfect. And you know what? It'll keep his IFB in place.
I'm still trying to find... I'm trying to find the name that would make sense for a realign... Or like a rejuvenated jawline.
Well, it's not so much his jawline as his neck, because it's below the jawline.
Yeah, but
his
jawline looks great. He doesn't have one.
No, his jawline is the bone.
It's like a mud flap off a tire. You don't even see the tire.
The mud flap is behind the jawline.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Okay, Rob.
Right.
This is not meant to be cruel.
No, it never is.
And I love that we're trying to take care of each other, right?
Right.
You at your fattest.
Right.
Right? When you lost weight.
Right.
And we're all different. When I gain weight, it goes straight to my face first thing that happens.
Okay.
When you lost weight, your face got skinny first before anything else. Yes.
Rob's face got thin first because he's got a...
Yes.
Okay.
Face.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. Yeah. But you don't have any loose skin underneath your actual chin.
No.
Yeah. Mike has had loose skin under his chin since we've known him.
Well, the O'Mara family is known for its jowls.
Yeah, but you got to blame genetics. I get that.
But don't you feel that with less stuffing in the bear, we're seeing more mud flap? And that sentence has never been said in the world.
I'm
too weak to rip the duct tape.
I am highlighting to you that you have less and you still look great.
Well, thank you.
You just have different genetics.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
That's what I'm highlighting to you.
Okay.
So for Mike to say all of a sudden this is happening, no. It's been there the whole time.
Mike, you can't do it around front. Then you look like olive oil.
Yeah. Mike, great video day.
You're doing this wrong.
He's taping his neck back to see what he would look like otherwise.
No,
Goose. I want the biggest goose. All right.
The one as big as me, sir.
How did you find out about this procedure?
Well, I saw it online.
Okay. How did it pop up on your feed? Did you search for it?
Was it an OnlyFans?
I'll be right back.
I think it was an OnlyFans.
Only Jaws.
Only flaps. So, Mike, I guess he's given up on the duct tape.
But this is what happens with any reconstructive surgery. You lose a lot of weight. Then you gotta cut some loose skin, right?
Sure. And then you can use that to create a mini Mike.
Just like, make sure you put the lotion on the skin.
Or else it gets the hose again. We could get a real tiny little Giants jersey and make a mini Mike.
Oh, we just use it to clone him.
Oh, just use the DNA?
When science arrives, we'll say, we don't just have hair, we have skin. And we'd like to color match this.
Like going to a fabric store. We have a dye lot.
Or a dealership.
What dealership? A DJ dealership?
No, like a car dealership. We're like, this is the color I'd like to choose. You know, well, for some reason, I know that the
much
the world,
better, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Is it going to make you feel better if you saw your jaw again?
I'm having a little difficulty.
I think you look fine.
Let me look at
really this. Looks like the movie.
Ow, let me look at your press picture. Put it on the top of my head. All right, hold on.
Let me look at your press picture from the Dynamite days.
Well, that's 150 years.
Let me pull that up. Yeah,
that's Mike. That's not 100 years ago. That's only 30. No, it's 25 years ago.
Okay.
Well, Mike, if you put tape on your face, it's going to hurt coming off.
All right.
Simply that. And what you need to do is pull from here to here and pull back.
Where
your forehead is great.
Okay. Mac, pull up this
two one. Pieces just, or if, one, Rob.
I would. You know just how pull I would up do it?
Don and Mike and image search it on
two
Google
pieces about 6 inches each, up. And then one here and pull back, and then one here and pull back. You'd be silly to try to do it with one piece, I think.
Right, let me get it.
So apply it under your chin and then pull.
And of course, I've got headphones on.
Yeah, well, okay, that's good. Now pull back tight and stick
awesome.
It. Lick it and stick it. And win with
work.
A sticker. This is going to be great.
Work
and you're going to like Mike, and you're going to look like...
This is how Pee Wee Herman did it.
But Mike, with the black tape, is going to look like a man of the cloth.
But you're not
Mac, let us
it.
Know when you're up and running. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
That's 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
That's about right.
I remember driving into the great city of Baltimore, Maryland, Charm
yes.
City.
Yes.
And these two faces were on a billboard as you entered the city.
Yes.
And I said, one day, you know, I'll be famous enough and successful enough to have something like that.
Fix your collar, Mike, to cover the tape.
And
as a matter of fact, would it be too much to ask you to do your top button?
If you compare button, no, what yes, Mike has would. Done today with uh-huh. this just basically a mocking up of what he would look like after this rejuveline
yeah,
for his jawline.
The deflapinator.
He would look better than he looked 25 years ago. Look at that.
Mike, I can't believe
jawline.
How successful that was.
Right?
Isn't that's it successful?
Yes.
But you'd Rob, need,
that is he's taken 25 years off
but,
his
but
off
he
his
looks
age.
Better than he did 25 years ago right now.
I know. All he needs is flesh-colored tapes. Oh, did it pop?
Do you but you see that loose skin, right? You see it.
Yes,
yeah, a little bit, but it's not
a little bit. That's been retouched and it's still there.
I don't know. I don't think that was retouched. I think it was just a snapshot.
Can you focus in? Can you zoom in on just Mike, please, so we can look at the neck?
He's that's talking all we to need. Talking
there
to you, Matt.
Yeah, yes, yeah. He's got it. Now, okay. Scoot. See that?
There's a little bit there, but okay. It has gotten worse.
But it's always been there.
Okay, yeah.
That's
well, he
what
said,
I'm saying.
He said that the O'Maras are a jowly people. He said it.
Still there.
See, Mike, if it's going to make you feel better, do
no,
it.
There's no chance I'm doing it. I wouldn't be talking about it if I was going to
no,
do it.
No, really?
Why?
I just don't believe in it.
Why?
I don't believe because I think nature
because
has
if
a
he
way
did
of,
it, he couldn't.
Why? You'd
here's
be too
the
hot.
Thing. I don't fantasize like a lot of people do about being like what I'm not, which is like somebody who's like, you know, I have a good relationship with my wife and that's good enough for me right now. Did I?
Okay. Whoa. 2 seconds. All right.
Let's
not get crazy.
People get
we're not
plastic surgery because they fantasize about being attractive to the opposite sex.
Yeah.
That's my theory on it.
It's the chasing of perfection, Mike.
No. Look.
What the hell happened
Rob?
Here?
What?
This is the closest we've ever been to your world.
Yeah.
Why did your wife get plastic surgery?
It started out from a breathing issue in her nose where the ENT said, you're going to continue
correct.
To have trouble.
We get
and
that.
Then,
and then
he upsold her and she liked what he had to say. And he showed pictures of what could be.
Yeah.
And it kept going and going and going and going. And you know what? When all is said and done, she's dissatisfied with the results. I'm not. I think she looks dynamite. And the doctor did exactly what he promised he would do. He didn't change the way she looked. She didn't look like a different person. She looked like a better representation of the woman I married.
Yeah, but she didn't do it. For other men, she did it for herself.
We have a clip of Carrie's doctor when it was completed, mm-hmm. and he came into the waiting room to address Rob.
Right.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
That's right. He put her up in the window of the hospital.
I highlight and asked you that question because I wanted to highlight to Mike.
Look at that. Come back down.
You ever see Mike the fire scene in House of Wax? You look like a Raiders of the Lost Ark Nazi.
It's melting on my face. Mac, is my shot okay after all that messing with it?
Yes.
Thank you.
If you're if you're going to do this, you can do it for yourself.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what you have to do.
But I don't have any desire to do that. What I have a desire to do is...
I would love you to, from a marketing standpoint...
Like to keep the youth going?
It would help.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me that. That's a different equation. Yes. Completely and totally.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking, you know, like, you know, we hawk it, you know, look at this young, vital guy. Nobody knows what you should do, Mike. Inside, it's like, hey, roll me up. What?
Get the procedure done. And then if we really want to make it youthful, pierce the scar and wear earrings all the way down your neck. You look like
he's not trying to help you. He's not trying to help you.
He doesn't care.
I do care. That was a joke. I think.
Don't.
Mike, I think you should do it because it's a simple procedure.
Yeah.
It doesn't involve any bone or anything.
I don't. First of all, they say the recovery is ridiculous.
It would make you look, and this is, I am not. Are you talking to a guy who's going to wear a funny hat for 6 months on the show?
Oh, for the hair
as my hair grew back, right? I'm just.
Hold that thought. You know, I have information. I have information for you about that. So
we are beyond. Being embarrassed here, we're doing what we need to do, and I feel actually we're doing a service to to our community and our listenership by sharing these journeys with them.
Regarding hair loss, just know the DermGlow empire is expanding. Hold that. So just remember.
Great. As long as they're she's connected with a world renowned surgeon.
No,
in Atlanta, you let me know.
All right.
So for you, for you, if you did that surgery and it's sub $10,000. What I just saw would shave at least 20 years off of what has been a hard road for your body and face.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even call it a surgery. I would just call it a procedure. And that's all it is. It's quick and easy.
It is a procedure.
Well, that's all it is.
Yeah, they're cutting on
you. You've been through.
It's local. They numb you.
Three recessions.
Yeah, at least.
Two hip surgeries. Mm-hmm. Two hip replacements.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Three marriages.
Mm-hmm. Five presidents.
Three kids. Multiple radio station flips. I mean, who blames you? You know?
Yeah.
How about a little something for you? How about something for you?
Because that money, do it. That money, and I saw like $7,500. That money would pay for.
Everything's negotiable.
That would pay for a state-of-the-art. Not the super expensive one, but a state-of-the-art one, a good one, a real good one, golf simulator.
Well, then it's your fault. Then it's your fault.
Sorry. But anywho.
You'd rather play golf? Don't you think your swing would improve if you didn't have that skin rocking your pendulum?
No.
You'd have a different center of gravity.
I don't know about the swing because I'm getting worse. I'm getting much worse. See, I get choked up.
But you were just coming off of a trend of getting better. When did the worse happen?
Recently. Horrible.
Could you imagine the golf pro saying, oh, now keep your chin down.
I can't.
Keep your chin down.
I can't. There's a baggie under it. There's a scrotum under it. Can't keep my chin down because there's a big fat scrotum underneath my chin.
Sorry for the natural airport neck pillow that God has given me.
Yes.
Actually, Oscar, the way it would go is keep your chin down. All of them.
Well, see, but it's not that. It's not that. I don't have multiple chins. It's just this.
It's, oh God. It's,
you don't have one because you've still got a little fat under it.
A reverse shark fin. That's what you have.
Yeah.
Coming right out of your chin. And all you have to do.
Look at that. It's like my earlobes. Look at all the hint.
Yeah.
Look at all the skin hanging off my
face. I bet, you know what? Same guy could do your earlobes.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd want to do that. I really don't know. Although
we could use that when we clone you. We could use all that footage.
A bulk order.
Yeah. You know when Carla put that video up of me from the side? I swear to God, it looks like a separate body hanging off my ear.
What?
It really, really does.
That's what you said in the video.
What? I showed Shannon. Shannon and I watched that video together so many times. Because
so does my sister. I realize it's bringing people great joy. It's because it's the real old man me sitting in a chair. What?
Well, no, Shannon... I showed it to her after we talked about it on the show, and she said, "How calm is he about all of this?
Surreal."
I was like, "You would have flipped like your lid right away and been on the phone."
I flip my lid over very specific things, where my stress level becomes irrational, and those things are as follows: major corporate entities. your Comcast, your AT&T's, your most importantly, insurance companies. I am almost incapable of having a conversation with insurance. I mean, in fact, I don't. Carl is doing it. Just got off the horn last month with our person at Blue Cross Blue Shield, and took
the
away
gold standard.
Took away. We're counting on the home stretch to Medicare when I turn 65. Of just going bare bones because we're tired of it. I get my first bill yesterday online for January. Same price as last year. It's like they
isn't it built
can't
on an actuary
help.
Table?
It's an oversight. I'm not going to make that call because I'll have a nervous breakdown because they are so difficult to deal with, and they always err on the side of more money going into their pocket, hoping you overlook it. That's it.
Well,
that's
Mike,
the way
that's
they play.
That's the card they play, and you can't let them do that.
Well,
you need
Carla
to call
is
and bitch
talking
and moan.
To him today.
Good, good.
You know?
They
fact,
count on you
the
saying. They count on you saying, "Ah, screw it, not worth it." That's what they want.
What
and
I pay
can't
a month
do
in
that.
Insurance.
If you can, you should at least get a consultation.
I might.
Yeah,
I might. But it's a long way off, Oscar. You know why?
You're good looking.
Yeah, thank you. It's very kind.
You're good looking.
So is Rob. We're all fine looking men.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you could be great looking.
Yeah,
shut
Mike.
Up.
It's a great
shut
one.
The hell up.
No, but think of it. You have gone through a massive transformation in the past 6 months.
Yeah.
And why prevent yourself from taking that next step? If this is what bothers
you now, fix it. I don't think you need more confidence. That's not about that. It's just about the way you feel, the way you present yourself.
You don't think that there is some desire on the part of people, and this is before the people that get addicted to it.
Right.
And this is also taking the Hollywood elite out of the equation that do it for work because they want to look good. You don't think that there is a component to this remanufacturing your face to make it more look more youthful because you think that you will, by the surgeon's knife, make yourself more attractive to people.
I'm going to give you my firsthand account. And first, before I do that, because my phone is dead, Mac, a water and a Celsius, please. A liquid IV and a Celsius, please. Make that happen. Love you. Okay. I can tell you, when I got fat, and I know, Oscar, you weren't fat. When I gained 30 pounds, it's fat for me. I don't care about you. If
no,
you're
it's
fighting
different.
Obesity,
it's
God
relative.
Bless you, right? It's different for me.
I would say you got fat.
Yes. Rob, you were there.
Yeah.
You saw it happen, right?
I did.
If you look at a picture of me from this past Christmas compared to the same time last Christmas, the picture from last Christmas, 12 months ago, it looks like I was stung by African killer bees. Because I am so swollen in the face. Because when I get fat, my face gets fat. And ever since I have started to lose the weight.
Right.
The conversions of business and my interactions with other business leaders have been dramatically more positive.
Now he's selling me.
Do you think it is because of your innate confidence going into the meeting because you look better?
I think that, unfortunately, you know, subconsciously, when you see someone that's in better shape or in decent shape or well put together, that projects a level of competency and trust.
I've got a story that I think briefly can back up
Please.
What he's saying. There's a vet that we took Winslow to. And we consulted him about Frankie. He comes into the room and his hair is a mess. And he's got that, you know, the dry lips where they're all chapped and like flaking. And I was just like going, you know, you are a professional. I know, you know, is there any way you could put yourself together? Not a particularly heavy guy or a thin guy. He just was an average height, maybe a little taller than normal. But it's just like it's off-putting. If you present yourself in a better way, I think that now. When you are in the world of comedy, I don't think what I did anything
to diminish the comedy factor. As a matter of fact,
you're still funny
with comedy.
You were funny when you were funny. You've always been funny.
If Joe Piscopo had focused on being a comedian and not a bodybuilder, I think he would have been. If Carrot Top decided that horrifying. He would be, you know, focus on his bag of tricks as opposed to, even though he got a residency in Vegas and he looked good and all that, but Carrot Top, it was all about how he looked and it had nothing to do with his comedy anymore. When back in the day, if you really go way back with him, and he's been around a long time, you kind of, that took the first, you know, that took center stage as opposed to the way he performed.
Yeah.
So, but I agree with you in business dealings.
Can you, well, look, you, and this is really, and this is not psychoanalysis. This is just three gals, you know, chopping it up about what they want to look like for their husbands. You want to walk on that course and you want someone that you've never met before to immediately believe that they're like, okay, I'm with a winner.
Because of the appearance.
Yeah.
Because of the appearance.
You know, it goes back to something that Dr. Drew said. And Oscar,
I'm thrilled.
I
played with two of
attention.
I think we were in our group, we were the three heaviest guys yesterday that played together. Absolutely. The three. And I was not. And it was a lot of talk about that. Two guys doing the same thing I'm doing. And they've already begun, and they already look better, and it's so liberating. It's fantastic. Yeah. Yes, Rob, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, Dr. Drew once said on his late night radio show, ladies never date a guy with bad teeth, because if they can't take care of their teeth, they can't take care of their life. And so, yes, you do want to present yourself as someone who is taking care of himself. And if that is your flap is the one thing that is a callback to when you were heavier, get rid of it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Absolutely.
How about this? Less football camps, less neck.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to the smart place, Pathways to STEM for the brain. That's where he's going. Yes, he's not doing a football camp.
Yeah.
Well,
you pay for those.
We're good for one overpriced little conclave a year. Thank you. We'll be right back, everybody. Running around. Hold on a second. Let me see where I am. Oh, I got it.
Nothing but time, Mike.
Legacy Box. Rob, what can you tell me about Legacy Box?
Legacy Box is incredible because in the course of my kids' lives, Oscar, I've tried to capture the moments. I remember when we started with Julia, we thought we were way ahead of it. We bought an 8mm Sony video camera that was state of the art. We bought an XLR camera, state of the art.
Yes.
10 years later, I'm stuck with all these tapes and no way to watch them. So if you go to Legacy Box and take these timeless, priceless memories and mail them into Legacy Box, they will, right in this very country, turn it into digital media that you can keep forever. Put it on a DVD, you can put it on a thumb drive, put it in the cloud.
Can I do you one better?
Please.
My father sent all of his slides, like...
Oh, no way!
Into Legacy Box.
Slides are awesome, but outdated.
And some that came back, and I'm talking about this, seeing my father in front of, in Egypt, in front of the pyramids, on a camel as a young man, blew my mind. Seeing him on the Great Wall of China as a young man, blew my mind. Seeing my father in Iran, like, blew my mind. And all of them were on slides that then became digitized by Legacy Box.
And if, beautifully done, I bet, because slides are high resolution.
By going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. As they've said, you heard them. We've all used it. We all love it. Like a time machine takes you back. It lasts forever. It's fantastic. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer, and it's all done right here in the USA. Kick off the new year by rescuing, I'll start that again. Smelly Peter Puppet. Duct tape. Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today and send it in when you are ready. Just go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Again, that's legacybox.com/TMOS. There it is. Why
Kraken has been converted to digital.
It's the Kraken.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
You're welcome, then.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. And hey, there it is. Jimmy Kimmel ripped into Aaron Rodgers on his show last night. Isn't it great? You got a writer's room and you say, give me some rip comments about Aaron Rodgers who associated me with somebody I shouldn't have been associated with. Well, Jimmy took it to him last night on his show, and he did it in a very, very Jimmy Kimmel way. He said, quote, I spent years doing sports. I've seen guys like him before. Aaron Rodgers has a very high opinion of himself because he's had success on the football field. He believes himself to be an extraordinary being. That just makes me laugh. He genuinely thinks that because God gave him the ability to throw a ball, he's smarter than everyone else. The idea that his brain is just average is unfathomable to him. He also called Aaron, quote, a guy who went to community college, then got into Cal on a football scholarship and didn't graduate. Wow. These two... Lots of hatred there. And he added, quote, he put on a magic helmet and that G, the Green Bay Packers logo, made him a genius. Aaron got two A's on his report card. They were both in the word Aaron. Wow. He also said Aaron is, quote, too arrogant to know how arrogant he is and that he did the impossible by making the New York Jets look even worse. Oh, my God. Wow.
He was shot out of a cannon. It was his first show back from holiday, and he was ready to go, and it was so masterfully done.
The two takeaways from watching it this morning, I sent it to you guys, I thought it was compelling. It was seven plus minutes.
Yeah.
Was that he highlighted where Aaron Rodgers, he felt like the schism came from, is when Jimmy went after him and within his monologue about the anti-vaxxing, right? Yeah. That he wouldn't give, he lied about being vaccinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved on from there. But he said at the end of the day that we're all, you know, we're not infallible. And at times, even within a room of writers and researchers, Jimmy Kimmel can make mistakes, but he will come on and apologize and account for them.
Yeah.
And he would welcome an apology from Aaron Rodgers, but he doesn't believe it would ever come because he is not self-aware enough to know that that's what you do as an adult.
Right.
And it sucks. And that is just the worst kind of thing. When you're talking about accusing somebody of being associated with one of the worst sexual predators of our time and pulling it like that, he deserves an apology and he ain't going to get it.
Kimmel had a very interesting point. He had a very interesting point regarding that. He said it seems to be a go-to now, if you disagree with someone, to call them a pedophile. And that kind of shows the kind of value you put on what being a pedophile really is.
I agree.
It cheapens it. And I think it's disgusting.
A great point. Absolutely.
Yeah. And just one more note. Mm-hmm. On the Pat McAfee world, I'm sure if I'm reading ahead, I'm sorry, Mike.
That's right. I don't have anything about that in the news.
A great picture of, and we talked about it, an executive that has $85 million on the line knows that you just don't write that off. At the national championship game yesterday, there is a picture and video of McAfee and Norby, the executive.
Yeah.
Right next to each other, laughing, cajoling, just living their best life. Because
did McAfee have a cowboy hat on?
No, he didn't. Okay. No, he didn't have
that big cowboy hat
anymore
in the pregame.
But it's just, it's one of these deals where you sit there and you're like, this is a business.
Yeah.
You move on.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You have to. And you got to be in the same, you got to breathe the same air. You got to be in the same room. That's just the way it works with those. You like original ideas, gentlemen? Do you like really original ideas?
You're going to hate this story.
A Broadway musical based on Prince's Purple Rain is in the works. The original movie came out in 84, won the Oscar for Best Original Score, which it deserved. The producers say, quote, we can't wait for a new generation to discover Purple Rain and for lovers of the original film and album to experience it. All right, so they're making a, you know, because they're...
If the music's there, it's a winner.
Well, it's a winner, but, it just falls into the same category. Broadway is in the same world that Hollywood is in now, where just they don't do original stuff. That's the way it works.
If they reboot Hamilton within the next year, then we have a problem.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I will always refer back to when this started on a trend on Broadway, and Paul Schaefer said, I don't know, David. It's another jukebox musical.
We had a great time at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas a few years
almost back. Killed us.
It starts today, runs through Friday. Would love to go back some year. The media got to preview some of the new gadgets earlier this week. I'm not all that impressed. LG has a new see-through television. It's called the OLED-T. The T stands for transparent. When it's off, you can see right through it. So, they claim getting rid of that big black rectangle makes the whole room feel bigger. I'm sorry, I'd rather have your innovators work on picture quality and making it smaller, thinner,
Wait a second. First, Mike, the way that they're selling it, I think is inappropriate. Samsung actually has a better solution in my eyes at the moment. Same thing, see-through television, LED, micro-LED.
Not OLED, though.
Not OLED. I get that, Mac.
Hey, look, it's obsessed. Mac. Mac is joining us.
God, what, did you just wake up?
Well, he knows. He knows a thing, too, about a thing or two.
Okay.
He did work at the Micro Center.
Absolutely.
Micro Center, yes.
Yes. Think about this, Mike. Mm-hmm. Little Michael is now, not little Michael anymore, he's graduating. Yeah. It's 8 years from now.
Right.
You walk in, you've got a beautiful sliding glass window that's, you know, 20 feet wide into your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of that window just being a window to your backyard, when you want, you hit a button and it's a full theater because it's glass.
See, and it can project you've done a better job than the people writing this story did selling that, you know, to make the whole room look bigger. It's that technology, and now I get it. All right.
You know what else makes the room look bigger is when LG can't send a repairman to your house to stand in the room because they can't fix it. Buy a new one.
You've had a problem with LG in the past?
Only two or three major appliances.
There we go. A brand called Sevi has a new... I shouldn't have played the boom there. That's my own little thing. A brand called Sevi has a new oven that's as fast as a microwave. They claim it doesn't give chicken the other meat or other meat that rubbery texture like a microwave. You can also bake in it. Supposedly make a cake in under 4 minutes. So it's like a better version of the microwave.
And it's owned by Sevi Ballesteros?
Yes, the late one. He's dead.
Yes, but he left us an oven.
Two brothers from Switzerland came up with a new cat door called Flappy. This is the Consumer Electronics Show, it does have the electronic component. It prevents cats from bringing dead mice inside. It's outfitted with AI that can detect a dead animal in your cat's mouth and not let them in until they drop it. I am really glad we're not there this year. I look forward to going next year when they have maybe some real inventions. Thank you very much. Parks officials in Canada are urging drivers not to stop on highways to let moose lick the salt off their cars. Parks Canada spokesman Tracy McKay, she's lovely. She said allowing moose to lick road salt from cars causes them to lose their fear of roads and vehicles. And unfortunately, this kind of puts moose at risk of being injured or killed if they get hit by a car. McKay said an average of nearly 4 moose are killed in the area of Alberta's Jasper National Park each year.
Hey, I'm Jasper now.
It also causes a horrible water retention for the moose.
But better soup.
Pre-seasoned.
A Jeffrey Epstein accuser once claimed former President Donald Trump allegedly had sexual relations with one of her unnamed friends at the late pedophile's New York home on regular occasions, according to another trove of court documents unsealed Monday. Sarah Ransom, in a string of 2016 emails to then New York Post columnist Maureen Callahan, also claimed that she had copies of tapes Epstein had made of some of these high-profile friends, Donald Trump, former President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and British business magnate Richard Branson, allegedly having sex with an unnamed woman. She says she has the tapes, but we don't see the tapes, so who knows? There's that, you know, that's, you know, who knows? We really don't know. Apparently, she confided to me, this lady that had the sex on the tapes, about this lady's friendship with Donald Trump. Definitely seemed to have a thing for her. The lady told her how he kept going on about how he liked her pert, and I won't say the word, but
that's fine.
You know, let's nip that in the bud.
And I hear that I understand that former President Trump is in Washington, D.C. today, so welcome, sir.
Well, yeah, I like it. It's very good. Let's go to the T-shirt contest when it's below 40 degrees. That's what we're going to do, Rob.
Oh, no, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. He liked, well, you know, what guy does it? Let's be honest, you know.
I thought you were talking about
the man for that.
Thought you were talking about shampoo, Pert.
Shampoo. Hey, we'll be right back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, including Rob Spiewak with a TV and a movie reco.
Yes.
How about that? Don't reinvent yourself for the new year. Just rehydrate yourself with Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster. I got it right here. Than water alone, all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. You can feel like a hydrated new you. I picked up mine just the other day from TMOS. It's fantastic. You can feel wonderful. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It's so good and so easy. Just add it to your water bottle, shake it up, and go.
Go.
Try white peach, green grape, or the favorite, the one I'm drinking right now, lemon lime. Actually, I love them all, and you will too. Make it a Liquid IV 2024 and be the best that you can be. Rehydrate yourself for the new year. Grab your Liquid IV and hydration multiplier sugar-free tabs in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Liquid IV, I was a little excited during that commercial, so please allow me an occasional.
Be excited about Liquid IV. It's great.
A lot going on the show today. Very busy show. Rob Spiewak, you brought us 2 recos today. I know that one of them, Oscar sent a picture out about Paul Giamatti celebrating his Golden Globe win at the In-N-Out Burger. Art imitating life. That's just like the scene out of Sideways when he comes back from the wedding, where he's having a beautiful bottle of wine with his burger. And Paul Giamatti, you were raving about this before the Golden Globes, this particular film.
Yeah, I actually texted you about it, I guess, on Saturday.
Dying to watch it. I can't wait to watch it.
It's called The Holdovers, and it is on Peacock, which is one of your lesser-known streaming services. But what could have been a really sort of typical movie is elevated to the next level by the performances. I loved it. And I've made a New Year's resolution to watch more things in color this year.
What a sacrifice.
Well, you know, beats my resolution last year, which was just stay alive.
Stay alive. I understand.
So I'm adding to that. Right. But this movie was shot, believe it or not, on all digital media and then processed to look like 1970s grade color film. And it's a beautiful film. It's about a boys' school, a private boys' school, where over the holidays, certain members of the boys' school don't get to go home, and they're called the holdovers. And a teacher has to be selected to stay with them at the school. And that's Paul Giamatti, who is universally hated by all students and also told often that he smells, and they tease him about his lazy eye, which is a great, great punchline at the end of the movie. I won't spoil it, but I give it probably a 9.5 out of 10. Carrie and I were enthralled by it.
Well,
wonderful,
obviously,
storytelling.
The Hollywood Foreign Press liked it, too, because they gave him the Golden Globe, and I think the movie did really well. Barbie got creamed. Barbie didn't do anything. So,
right.
And well, Succession, our favorite thing.
Barbie won. They won.
Yeah, it was Margot a blockbuster, like a blockbuster award too. They gave it some sort of made-up award.
Margot Robbie won.
Yeah,
but she won in life, Oscar.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
No,
she
I
has.
Don't. You know what? I think you might be mistaken. Wasn't Barbie played by Emily Blunt?
Hi, Mac.
How dare you?
There we go.
Dare you, Mac.
That's awesome. Oh,
but
my
yeah,
God.
Definitely watch The Holdovers. There's another movie that's red hot right now on Amazon Prime called Saltburn. That
is it a movie or TV show?
It's a movie. I would call it a psychological thriller. And to reveal anything is to reveal too much. You will feel dirty after you watch it. I feel that. Very, very good performances all around. And it has that guy. Is it Jacob Elordi?
That was.
He's in everything now. He was in the Elvis movie,
Priscilla. I almost watched that last night after the national championship game.
Like, it's a long movie. You would have been late to work if you watched it. It's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Speaking of the national championship, do you think that guy, what's his name, Peavis, the quarterback for Washington for
it's
the Huskies?
Butthead, isn't it?
Is it Pevis? I forgot.
Pevis.
You think? I just wonder sometimes when you get on the national stage and you kind of gack it up and you miss a few major plays and throws. I wonder if that diminishes his draft stock.
Oh no, no. I think as long as his ribs are okay, I feel like he was hurt early on.
Yeah.
So he, you know, and some of those throws he made were pretty prolific considering what was happening.
Yeah, I asked him after the game how much for an order of ribs. He's 56.
Why were we rooting for Washington? What are your roots there, Dirk?
My kid.
Yes, that's it.
Because, yes, any team that Dirk Vastrick roots for, I root for. No, I like the program that hasn't been there. That's what I like. And, well, but you could say that about Michigan because they haven't won one in a very long time. But Michigan, you know, the huge rivalry with Ohio State and that type of thing. So, and the Harbaugh, you know, the good looking coach.
Michael Penix Jr.
But what is it, Penix?
Michael Penix Jr., yes.
Okay. We had Mr. Penix at our school.
You had a Penix?
Yeah, we had a Penix.
Anybody ever play with his name?
It was an elementary school, so I believe the parents did, but not the kids.
I really enjoy him during the holidays.
Penix?
The Pentatonics.
I'm not sure. I think you may.
Real quick, Mike.
I get it.
I got it. It's not much to get.
It wasn't a winner.
It wasn't a winner. I'm sorry.
Mike, the last recommendation is sort of a retro recommendation because when Robert was home over the weekend, for the holidays last weekend, he said, "Dad, did you ever watch The Sopranos?" I said, "Yeah, it was kind of a really big deal when it came out."
Hello, you've been on HBO.
And so he started watching in the family room season 3. He was up to season 3 of The Sopranos. If you remember the show as being good, you need to redouble your efforts because the show holds up. It's sensational. I forgot how great it is. Carrie,
I think it's a show you could easily start again, watch it in its entirety, and not be bored. I think it's that good. It's like watching Goodfellas.
We started watching episode 1 again. We're going to go through all 6 seasons.
This is also a different moment in life because he's older, right? Yeah. Your son can get the jokes.
He gets it, yeah. And it's there's what's wild, Mike. As they're putting it on the streaming service, they're talking about the 25th anniversary of The Sopranos. Yeah.
That's on the wall,
mine.
Did you tell him you were on the red carpet? Did you share that information?
I said, I've met her. Yeah. I've met him.
Robert, will you get my coat?
That was my favorite thing. And then I told him, I said that at the premiere of the third season, when it was really starting.
Do you have those in your archives anywhere?
Somewhere I have a cassette. Yeah, I do. But the second season premiere that I went to was actually just in a screening office at Time Warner. It was small. I was sitting in a room with some of the cast. And then the third season, the premiere, was at Radio City Music Hall.
Because they were, at that point, they
that
were iconic.
That was huge. And Robert Eiler, who played Little AJ, was still a kid. And I was right by them at the stage door. And James Gandolfini was very parental towards him. Very hard to get to Gandolfini, but he was keeping an eye on Robert Eiler.
Robert, will you get my coat?
Yeah. Robert, get your coat. It's cold.
Robert, get your coat.
See, I always turned him into like an assistant when I was doing the famous Mike O'Mara bit of James Gandolfini and Tony Soprano, a famous bit that I used to do regularly way back
still
in the
love.
Day.
Still love.
I do, too. And that was also the night.
Who would you like to hear from, Tony or James Gandolfini, the late James Gandolfini?
Well, I would like to hear Tony preparing for, I'm sorry, the late James Gandolfini preparing to go on set as Tony.
Yeah.
I have to get my method right really just think about exactly what my motivation is for this. You know, it's a lot of rage that's involved in it, and it's important to channel your inner anger.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gandolfini. Catering is asking if you wanted your meal before or after this one shoot.
Are you talking about James, or do you need to speak to Tony?
Well, I don't know where you are within your method acting. I just
want
to.
I can bring Tony in if you want.
I'd like that. Yeah,
please.
Right. You're asking a catering question.
Yes.
Tony, they need to speak with you. The catering? They bring the whole tray. What the F do I give a crap about it? Bring the whole tray, and we'll let everybody eat. If there's some left over, take it home. I don't give a. You know, come on.
At any point during the shoot. I'm sorry, Tony. At any point during the shoot, does Carm yell at you?
Yeah. Yeah, she blasphemes. she blasphemes. She says, God bless me. Oh, she's hanging with Father Rintintola.
You know? Senior Jughead. Yeah.
I didn't mean the verge on the sacrilege. That's funny. Let's go. Hey, you and me, we'll go down to the Bing. We'll go see somebody else. Hey, not only Donald Trump likes a Pert, if you know what I mean.
Hey, right? Stop it.
I like a Pert,
too. Canceled.
Pert. Really, Pert. How about Pert? Fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Oscar because Oscar's been doing a lot of work with customer service. Don't break his balls. All right? See you in a second. Thank you.
Important TMOS news. We'll be talking about it in the next segment. The TMOS store is under new management, and I love her. She even had my baby. You having my baby? What a beautiful, what a lovely way of saying how much she loves me. You already wrote it. So, if you haven't ordered anything yet, good news. You didn't miss out, so you can still get in on the good stuff or the stuff that's not sold out. Sorry, have to tell the truth. So, visit our store. It's open 24 hours, but wait, there's more. New merchandise options will be arriving very, very soon, like limited edition hats. I don't want to give out. I don't want to give away too much, but we're working on them as fast as we can because you're going to love them. So be a proactive American. Keep visiting TMOSstore.com and share the TMOS gospel. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember, it's all happening at TMOSstore.com. If you need any consumer service issues about things you previously ordered, you got two people that can help you. Oscar can help you with the previous incarnation of the hoodies and the t-shirts, and Carla takes over everything else from that point forward.
Yes.
Your key tags, your stickers, all that stuff. And
yes,
she's doing an enthusiastic job
God
right
bless
now.
You.
And Oscar last night was dealing with some fires being put out because...
Well, an unhappy customer.
And by the way, we're not doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. We're trying to make it viable and
build
get systems in place.
Continue to build the business.
Where right. this store is not only going to make money for the show, but it's going to offer you some stuff that's pretty damn cool. And yeah. I am super jacked about the next incarnation of stuff. And Carla and I are already planning down the road because Carla and I are kind of going to take this in-house. And Oscar runs a company on the side and runs the business
on the side
of the Mike O'Mara
Jesus
show.
Christ.
And but your hands are 24/7. Full, and you will be the first to admit you were stretched too thin. And
well, let me put it to you this way. I never wanted to open the store because it's a lot of work for little return.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't have to be though.
Well, compared to our ad buys.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
But you have to have the right person,
right,
like Carla,
right,
to push forward.
Yep.
And she has reinvigorated and reimagined what I think a store like this can be. So I am jacked about it now.
Yeah, it requires a lot of doing. And by the way, if you are counting on new t-shirts every month, don't count on that because that ain't what it's going to be about. It's going to be unique stuff, and it's going to be stuff that we can get out to you, and we can get out to you without dicking around with 14X down through petite lady small.
Yeah.
That doesn't do it because we don't have a warehouse by the airport. So bear with us on that one. We are going to create stuff you're going to love, though. I guarantee.
And if you don't buy the stuff, we will shutter the store.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. And there's an element of the store. It's a way.
Prove
for
me
you
wrong,
to
America.
Support it.
I literally said this to Carla. I said, Carla, I love our listeners, but they're going to buy all 14 keychains, and then they're never going to buy anything else again.
Not true.
Prove me wrong.
Not true.
Prove me wrong.
No, and see, that's the wrong.
If you hate Oscar, you buy something through the store and prove me wrong.
Well, I don't want that either. I just commit to you, we're going to have some fun stuff. We're going to have some
limited edition stuff that I love.
It's easy, but it's also easy to get out there and turn it around and do it. It's ramping up right now. But as far as customer service is concerned,
if you have a complaint, it's legitimate. We'll own it.
Absolutely. Yep. That's it. Yeah. So now you know, and I'm glad we had a chance to say that. And tomorrow we will get to the
prove
the good son,
me wrong.
The good son. It'll be,
sounds like
it'll
a horror
fantastic.
Movie, you know.
Right.
Prove me wrong.
By the way. And the shipping costs for this Christmas season were very reasonable. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we will come back and have more. Rob Spiewak will be joining us right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost 70 pounds. I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com, take the quiz, and see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house. These are the real weight loss products, people. Semaglutide, Tirzepatide, and you've heard so much about them. If you qualify, you get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you are already on it, do what I did. Show that doctor your prescription and make the switch. To date, I've lost so much weight that Google searches can't even find me.
It's true.
I'm talking thin, Arthur. So go ahead, get excited, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Make 2024 the year you finally reach your goal with DermGlow. You can do it.
The flip side. Mike, do you have patience for erratic behavior?
No.
No.
Don't tolerate that.
A lot of people are saying that Elon Musk, of late, has been acting erratically, and people off the record blame it on drugs. That's what they say the problem is.
You a pothead, Musk?
Which prompts today's song parody.
If you want to keep up with Elon Musk, cocaine.
It's making me laugh.
Oh, no!
That would probably explain why his tweets are strange. Cocaine.
Went twice as far as I thought it would.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was good.
I like the whole drug thing. I've been reading a lot of those articles about the concern about Elon Musk. And I love it when they list the founders of all these companies. Like
yes.
SpaceX and Tesla and, Musk. Really, he jumped in, but he didn't create.
Right. Didn't Steve Jobs take a bunch of LSD?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think he was into that.
I think, but it could have been when it was legal. Remember, it wasn't illegal all along.
LSD.
Who knows?
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, you know what? There's a William Castle, that screwy horror director.
Yeah, he took LSD.
That did like he filmed LSD in The Tingler. It was great. It was before it was illegal, so you can watch the movie The Tingler. Yes.
Wait a minute.
But
he
that's
filmed
back
it. What do you mean he filmed?
He did a sequence where I believe it's Vincent Price trips on LSD.
And Vincent Price is really tripping on LSD?
Well, no. I mean, in the script it is. I don't think Vincent Price did LSD. But he had to, as you recall, Mike, in The Tingler.
If he didn't film, he didn't really film it.
No.
He just filmed a portrayal of it.
Yeah, but it was the first cinematic representation of an LSD trip.
Oh,
so it was sort of a big
scene where they were on drugs.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Probably something we could have lived without.
No, we couldn't have. Not at all. Ever. Mike, a lot of times the Ring doorbell brings us great joy in things that it captures that are sort of sinister. Thieves, things like that.
Oh, I love the fact that they catch porch pirates with this.
Yeah, but this is so sweet. This is a guy who found a lady's purse and he just wants to pay it forward.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Hello, can you hear me?
You have my bag?
Do we have video of this?
Bag. Are you Georgia Louise Girelli?
Oh, I've been crying my eyes out. How have you got my bag?
Found it at a petrol station. Do you want to grab it off me? Or shall I post it through your door?
I'm at my friend's house in Morville. Can you please leave it behind the wheelie bin?
Do you not want me to just stick it through the letterbox?
Listen, can you send me your bank details? I'm going to send you some money. I'm crying my eyes out about my bag. I'm going to send you some money.
Do you know what? I was going to leave it till tomorrow morning, but I remember my ex lost her bag on a night out, and she was that stressed, I just thought, do you know what? I'll just go and drop it off.
No, listen, you don't understand. Like, I'm literally crying my eyes out.
Shall I get it through the letterbox? I think it'll fit. Nah, I'm not sure. It will, actually.
Listen, put it inside the brown bin. Put it inside the brown bin.
All right, Sam.
Listen, what's your number? I'm going to send you some money. No, listen.
Yeah, he doesn't want any money. Oh, just a good guy.
What a nice guy. I could watch 100 of those a day, and it would make good me jaw feel line. Better to be a union.
Yeah, I think he might have found the bag in his nose.
Should I put it in the wheelie bin?
Brown
those
bin.
British terms. Should I put it in the crocker box?
Yeah.
Where do you want me to put that? Do you want me to put it in the zippy tie?
It sounded a little weird when he said, do you want to come get it off me?
I can't get it through the letterbox. How about I put it in the viewing window?
Mike, let's close with this. Where is Flagler, Florida?
Flagler, Florida? It's next door.
Okay, good. In Flagler, Florida, a guy got arrested for a hit and run. He hit a paraplegic on a bicycle. The paraplegic's okay.
Jesus.
But when he was being arrested, it became revealed that he was holding some illegal drugs in a place where one doesn't normally hold illegal drugs.
Yee.
And the cop that's questioning him, this is an audio tape from the dash cam, the cop that's questioning him has already put on his plastic glove to retrieve what he calls the booty dope.
Is there anything on you, dude? Use your words.
Here's the thing, too. You didn't give it a quick note, so that means you have something. You just don't want to say it. We're going to find it, so you just help us out and just tell us where it's at. Is it in or between the cheeks?
Between the cheeks.
Okay.
It's between the cheeks.
What kind of underwear are you wearing? So you'd be able to kind of, like, jiggle it out down your leg for us?
Can you pick your butt with your hand? Hey, if we take him to jail, he admitted to having it. We'll let them know that he's got booty dope. Will that be fine?
Will that be fine? That'll be terrific.
I got a little booty dope happening today, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got to hurry, Mike. That's all I have today, damn booty dope.
Never been happier for a show to be over in my life, and it's not because I didn't like doing the show. That's a private story. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And remember, folks, we do the best that we can. And when old Oscar's out there in Los Angeles on his vacation, staying up late, doing his number, putting the stuff in the bags, getting them out to you. Go easy on these boys.
Please.
Right? We do the best we can under the circumstances, and we're hoping for a really good 2024.
Yeah, and remember, if you don't buy anything, we won't sell them.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies.
That's our motto.
That's our motto for Rob Spiewak. What? And Oscar Santana. Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Might sound a little better in Latin. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.